¿Mande?
¿Chivo?
De borrego.
¿Son?
Borrego.
It's 8 a.m. in Ibarra, Ecuador, and the market is already buzzing. And Red Lake Falls, Minnesota farmer Ben Tabbert reflects on the different products on display.
Overwhelming sense of smell, especially the seafood area, or not being used to that variety of fresh stuff. Kind of overwhelming on the smells, but really cool to see all the different things. Like, there's a lot of stuff I've never seen before. Well, fish, I have no idea what they were. Definitely some fruits and vegetables that maybe you've heard of but never seen. All the meat and stuff just sitting out, pieces, random chunks it looks like. Lots of weird pieces, like pieces of head or intestine or stomach and stuff like that. A lot of chicken feet.
Other members of the Ag Peer Group find something familiar. Open bags of dry beans. Central Crop Consulting agronomist Ben Generix.
Beans, field peas, more field peas. Navies, pintos. I've never seen anything like that.
In a different area of the market, there are live animals like chickens and guinea pigs for sale. Hindrum farmer Carson Jossend.
There's pretty much every animal you could think of live you could get. It actually seemed pretty cheap compared to like what we pay for a lot of food in a grocery store. Because like the rambutans we got, I don't know, just paid 50 cents and he must have got 10 of them. And I know like some of the meat and stuff was 15 for... And you got a lot of it.
The Ag Peer Group also visited the Otavalo market earlier this week, but that was more centered around local businesses and crafts. Our time in the markets this week were short, however, very eye-opening. Reporting agriculture's business from Ecuador, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.